In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor, come, source of all our store, come, within our bosom shine. Thou of comfort is the best, thou the soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, rest most sweet. On our dryness, on our coldness, pour thy heat. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn hearts and wills. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. O Holy Spirit, come upon us today as we hear the Word of God. Unlock the Word of God to us today so that we could surrender our lives unto Jesus. I'm reading Matthew 10, verse 40. Whoever welcomes a disciple welcomes me. Are you a disciple of Jesus? Do you sit at his feet? Do you get his teaching from the Scriptures? Well, whoever welcomes you welcomes Jesus. And whoever welcomes Jesus welcomes the one who sent him. Who sent Jesus? The Father. Do you welcome Jesus into your life? If you do, the Father welcomes you. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives even a cup of water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Oh yes, how I want to be very gentle with God's people. How I want to tell them that God has more for them in the Holy Spirit. How I want to tell them that God has made them a disciple because they sat at the feet of Jesus and they heard his teaching, especially they came to the cross and received forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. And he rose from the dead on the third day. I tell you, we need disciples that are going to go out and preach the good news of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. Chapter 11, Matthew. Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went out from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities. When John the Baptist heard in prison that the Messiah was doing, he sent word to his disciples and said to the disciples, "Go and ask, are you the one who is to come, or shall we wait for another?" In other words, John the Baptist was having doubts in prison. But you know what? Jesus answers the question. Jesus answered them, "Go tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight." I remember praying in Phoenix for a woman who was blind who came, her sight came back. The lame walk. Oh yes, there was a man in Phoenix who was lame and he threw away his walker. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have the good news brought to them. In other words, John, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing on the earth. The blind see. The deaf hear. The crippled walk. The lepers are cleansed. The dead are raised. Ah, now you make up your mind. Am I he, or shall you look for another? Oh yes, he is the one that John looked to. even though John saw the Spirit of God come upon Jesus, in jail he had doubts, but the doubts were calmed when he found out that Jesus was the one that was doing all these miracles. I tell you, do we need miracles today? Do we need God to do great miracles today? As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out in the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in a soft robe? But those who wear soft robes, they are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you," that's John the Baptist, "and he will prepare your way before you," that's John the Baptist. "Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has risen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." How do we get the kingdom? We surrender our lives to Jesus. We know that Jesus Christ died for us, and we trust in that death, that he rose from the dead on the third day. Oh, yes. That he ascended into heaven and pours out his Holy Spirit. How much we need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does the miracles. The Holy Spirit opens the scriptures to us. Oh, how we need the Holy Spirit. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John came. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who has come. In other words, the Elijah you people are waiting for, Jews, it's John the Baptist. Oh, it's not him coming back to life. He is Elijah. It's not him coming back to life. He is Elijah. Symbolically. Let anyone who has ears listen. But to what shall I compare this generation? Let's hear. It is like children sitting in the marketplaces, calling to one another. "We played a flute to you, and you didn't dance." Oh, yes. "We played music, and you didn't dance. We wailed, and you didn't mourn." Yes. "We cried aloud that someone was dead, and you didn't mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking," and they say, "He has a demon." "The Son of Man came eating and drinking," and they say, "Look at the glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." I tell you, Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. Are you lost today? Jesus came to seek and save the lost. You just have to give your life to him. Just have to surrender to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, that's all you have to do. And live for him from this day on. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. And then he began to reproach. Who's Jesus reproaching? Cities in which most of the miracles of power had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles and deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth." Woe to you, Father Tom, if you do not give your life to Jesus, for you have seen so many miracles. And you, woe to you, Father Tom, if you do not repent. Oh, I repent of my sins. I go to confession. Oh, God, woe to me if I don't surrender my life to Jesus, because I've seen the signs of the power of God. They would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, Will you be exalted to the heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. I tell you, Jesus worked the greatest miracles in Capernaum, and yet the people did not repent. Oh, they were very interested in the miracles, but the people did not repent. Turn away from your sins and believe that Jesus died for you. Turn away from your sins and believe that he was buried. Turn away from your sins and believe that on the third day he rose again from the grave. But I tell you that on that day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you. Why? Because the great deeds of power were done in Capernaum. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. That's us. He has hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and he has revealed them to the disciples, the poor, the broken, the needy. He has revealed to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Oh, wonderful Jesus, reveal the Father to us. Reveal the Father's love to us. Let us be experienced that we are children of God, sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. Reveal the great Father to us in the Holy Spirit. Come to me, all of you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. Are you carrying heavy burdens? Then Jesus says, come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I remember saying to the Lord, it doesn't seem that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Then I said, I must be carrying my yoke and my burden, because your yoke and your burden is easy and light. Chapter 12. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain on the Sabbath and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. Jesus said to them, have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of presence. We truly have the bread of presence in the New Testament. It's called the Eucharist. Oh, yes, and you can receive Eucharist every day. Yes, every Sunday if you go to confession. I tell you, we have the bread of heaven. We have the bread of presence, the true bread that Jesus Christ is truly present under the form of bread, under the form of wine, but he is truly present. So they ate the bread of presence, which is not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. What's greater than the temple? Jesus. Jesus is greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would have condemned the guiltless. You would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man, the Lord of the Sabbath, is Lord of the Sabbath. He left that place and entered their synagogue. What do you think he's going to do in the synagogue? It's the Sabbath. A man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath? So that they might accuse him. He said to them, suppose one of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not lay hold of it and lift it out? In other words, break the Sabbath law. How much more valuable is this man than a sheep? Yes, this man would be washed by the blood of Jesus. Not yet, but he will be washed by the blood of Jesus. So is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and was restored as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him because he broke the Sabbath, they thought. But Jesus said, you know, if you have a sheep and it falls into a ditch on the Sabbath, don't you pick it up? Is not this man, a son of God, more important than the sheep? Do you not know that the hairs on his head are numbered? Do you not know that the Father sees birds fall to the ground? And yet this man is much more important than birds, much more important than wildflowers? Do you not see? They were blinded. They were blinded by their own laws. Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets. They were blinded. I tell you, it's very difficult to be blinded when Jesus is doing all these things. You have to admit that something is taking place that we never saw. Something is taking place that we never experienced. When Jesus became aware of this, he departed. Many crowds followed him, and he cured all of them. And he ordered them not to make him known. I remember there was about 15 people in the church, and every person was healed that day. Every person was healed that day. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen. Who is the servant? Jesus, the suffering servant who goes to the cross out of love for us. My beloved, who is the beloved? Jesus, with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. Oh yes, for the gospel is too good to be kept to the Jews. It is for Jew first, and then to the Gentiles. He will not wrangle or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he brings justice to victory. I tell you, he's gentle. He's gentle, but he's persistent. He's been chasing you for a long time, and you still haven't given yourself to him. It's time. It's time to give yourself to him. It's time to see him crucified out of love for you. It's time. No more running away, but only giving your life to Jesus. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. Oh, yes. As I said, the salvation is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. And you know who does the Gentiles' work is Paul the Apostle. Then they brought to him a demoniac who was blind and mute. He cured him, so that the one who had been made, so that the one who had been mute could speak and see. All the crowds were amazed and said, can this be the son of David? My Lord, they have blindness on their hearts. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, it is only by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons, that this fellow casts out demons. These people are evil. These people are evil. They are evil. Jesus casts out demons by the power of God. He knew what they were thinking and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? If I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God, that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. I tell you, the casting out demons shows us that the kingdom of God has come down. Oh, yes, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man? That means we bind the evil one before we cast him out. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Whoever is not with me is against me. Are you with Jesus today? I am. Jesus, I'm with you, and I'm going to tell you why. I've got no one else but you. You're all I have. You're all I have. I need you. I'm desperate for your touch. Oh, I need the Holy Spirit. I'm desperate for the Spirit to come more. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, people will be forgiven for every sin and blasphemy, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. If you think you've done it, you haven't. It's not accepting final forgiveness when you're about to die. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. Verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. I tell you, what kind of fruit are you bearing in your life? Are you bearing good fruit? You say, well, Father, I can't get out of bed. I'm stuck here. Well, you can pray. You can pray that God would use Father Tom more powerfully to touch people, to touch the youth. Oh, the youth need to be touched. For the tree is known by its fruit. What kind of fruit are you bearing? Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Jesus said, you shall produce much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. You brood of vipers, how can you say good things when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's true. What comes out of our mouth comes from our heart. So I tell you, if you have things coming out of your mouth, you've got heart trouble, spiritual heart trouble. The good person brings good things out of the good treasure, and the evil person brings evil things out of the evil treasure. I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter, every careless word you utter. So don't be careless. You're going to have to give an account, me too, for every careless word that I uttered. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Do you hear Jesus today? Do you hear his heart seeking you? Do you hear Jesus today? Do you hear him saying, you know, Elijah has come, and he proclaimed repentance for sin, and I proclaim repentance for sin. Have you repented of your sin? Have you turned away from your sin? Have you gone to confession? Oh, yes. Jesus wants us to know that whatever we've done can be repented of, because we are sinners. And the Word of God says, all have sinned, that's me, and fallen short of the glory of God. That's right. But Jesus Christ makes up for my sin by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And with that, Jesus was planted in her womb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 8th and 14th. A man who has experienced the resurrection of the dead is coming to speak with us. And you know, Jesus said we'd cure leprosy and we'd raise the dead. Well, I've never raised the dead yet. But you know what? It's all possible because he said, greater things than these shall you do because I go to the Father. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.